Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
Hi, I'm Yui Xu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchik.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the Dateable Podcast. Hello, friends. Welcome to Brunch Talk, where we dissect your dating questions and try to get as analytical and overthinking as possible. There's a time and place for overthinking, and this is where we do it.
We do it so you don't have to do it. We will overthink for you so you can get out of your own head and just enjoy your brunch and hear the thoughts. That's our take.
Yes, we're sacrificing for you. I like the way you spun that, Julie. I get gray hairs every time we overthink for you. I'm going very gray right now.
Keeps me up at night.
Well, another question worth going gray over is this question, which is, what should I do if I'm the last single friend?
Yes. And for more context, the person that wrote in said, in a past brunch talk, you both talked about how important it is to lean on your friends when dating. What happens, though, when you are the last person in your friend group that is single and your friends just don't understand what you're going through? In fact, talking to them often makes you feel worse than if you did not engage with them at all. What should I do?
The nice way to think about this question is everything is temporary. You being the last person in your friend group to be single is temporary. I can guarantee you people come in and out of the dating pool quite frequently. But in this moment in time, because you are the only single person left in your group, it is nice also to give your friends an opportunity to let them know how they can support you. Many times, as your married friends or people, friends in relationships, may not actually know what it is that you need. Maybe you need to just let them know, set them up for success, because your friends cannot read your mind.
Yeah. And there were a lot of details of this one. Again, we summarized them up to make them, you know, more applicable. And then also just because of pure time. But one of the interesting parts was this listener shared how her friends love to talk about all the funny stories and to hear all like that stuff. Mm. But when it comes down to actually sharing like that dating is hard and that she's feeling lonely and it's difficult, they don't really seem to understand. Mm. So I agree with you. Setting the expectations is really important.
Yeah.
I 100% am not saying to like lose your old friends. By all means, keep up those relationships. And what I found from my personal friendships is sometimes it ebbs and flows. Sometimes you feel like you have nothing in common with your friends.
Yeah.
And then a year later, you can go back to what you once had. So I would say don't get rid of this friend group by any means, but also use this as an opportunity to meet more people that are in the same life stage as you, that are single, that understand. Because I think there's only so much, like, of course you can share with them that, you know, you want to talk about it more and it's painful and it hurts to be, you know, alone and to be single and all that. But the truth is they don't understand, especially like if they are in long-term relationships or married, have children, like there's other things that are occupying their brain space. And I'm not saying that to mean that you're not important. It's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah.
So if you can find people that you, one, feel comfortable talking listening to you, you feel seen and heard, I think you're just going to feel a lot better in general than trying to kind of like fit that square peg in the round hole of making your coupled up friends understand.
Yeah, because just like how they don't understand you, you also don't understand them. So seeking that understanding may be a better goal for your friendship versus you wanting them to really understand the plight of the single person. But there's also an opportunity here to expand your network.
Yeah.
And you'll never replace the friends that you've had for years, but there is always room to have new friends that you connect with over new commonalities. Maybe it's a hobby. They don't even have to be single friends. Just like,
yeah,
you know, like they like the same book. My friend just joined a book club and she's meeting all kinds of really interesting new friends that she wouldn't have otherwise. And some of them are married, some of them are single. It doesn't even matter because there is a commonality. And I think when we get older, we hear this too, it's so much harder to make friends. And I think part of that is because we become complacent in how we meet other people, how we speak to strangers. And so it's a muscle that is worth exercising at this point, especially as we get older, meeting new people and developing new friendships.
Yeah. A lot of it's complacency in the sense that you are like, oh, I already have a group of friends.
Yeah.
I don't need more friends. But if you're feeling like there's a lack of connection in your life, that actually shows that there is an opportunity to meet more people. I mean, you and I met when we were in our 30s. Like, we had pretty established groups of friends. Like, we didn't need to necessarily have new friends, mm-hmm. but we bonded because we just had a lot of similarities and, you know, enjoyed hanging out and doing things together. I think that's the other thing too. It's not even just bitching about being single or talking about it. A lot of times, just at different life stages, people want to do different things.
Yes.
And I mean, I've been on the receiving end of this too, where I remember like one of my friends, when I got in a relationship and she was still single, like I felt like she didn't want to hang out as much anymore, because now I was like the boring person in the couple.
Yeah.
But I also like kind of got it too, because it's like you need to like live your life and like do what's interesting for you.
Yeah.
So finding people that want to go out, they want to explore, they want to go to events, that's also how you can meet new people to date as well.
Yes, 1,000%. It's like people come and go, even your best, strongest, oldest friends.
Yeah.
They do come in and out of your life. There's a reason for that, because we're all going through different phases of our lives. You're not losing them. It's just that other people come forward more. They're just a little bit more prominent in your life at this stage. And then some people take a back seat, and then vice versa. We just have to be like a little fluid in the way we look at friendships.
Yeah.
And put less emphasis on friends always being the same for you and providing the same benefit for you.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't expect a partner to always be the same, right?
Right.
So friends are in a very similar manner evolving and changing. So I think it's okay to be open to those changes in a friendship.
I personally love having multiple friend groups.
Yeah.
And I think this is something that like is really good, especially in these situations. Because again, it's not getting rid of your existing friends. It's additive. It's adding more people into your life. And it's kind of like a partner. We can't expect them to be our everything.
Yeah.
How can you expect your friends to do that? Maybe your friends that, you know, are in the same life stage as you are the ones that understand your plights and the issues. And then the friends that, you know, you've known since college or high school or whatever your history are, like they serve you in different ways. And, you know, you can really like talk to them about, you know, family issues or whatever else you're going through. I think there's just so much to think about, like when one person doesn't have to be everything for you.
Yeah.
I do want to go in and talk about though, like how you can continue to like foster this connection with the existing friends and, you know, have them try to hear and see you a bit more. But before we do, let's hear a quick message from our sponsors.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Think about it. The thing is, a lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. But the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Since starting therapy myself, I spent less time ruminating and freed up more time to do the things I love, like tennis. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dateable today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. help.com/dateable. Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere, and the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets, ultra cooling, and just feels like a 5-star hotel every night. And it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/dateable.
Spring is in the air, and you know what adds an extra spring to my step? Our partners at Via Hemp. Need to chill out after a long day? There's a Via gummy for that. Dealing with anxiety or stress? There's a gummy for that too. Want to set the mood in the bedroom? There's a gummy for that called High Love. Via also carries a wide array of other gummies with and without THC, ranging from 0 to 100 milligrams. I've been struggling to stay focused lately, so I was excited to try out their Flow State gummies. These felt like a good bet to me too, because they were non-psychoactive and THC-free. But they definitely delivered, boosting my daily energy and focus. So whether you're a 2 milligram or a 50 milligram user, you can shop through their website for any strength and effects. So head to ViaHemp and use the code DATEABLE to receive 15% off and one free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viiahemp.com and use the code DATEABLE at checkout. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Via Hemp.
Want relationship advice from one of the leading experts in the field of couples therapy? Then Reimagining Love is for you. Hosted by one of our favorite guests on Dateable, Dr. Alexandra Solomon. She is a clinical psychologist, couples therapist, professor, and award-winning author. It is your destination for profound, enlightening discussions about love, family, intimacy, and everything in between. But more than that, she gives us the opportunity to reimagine ourselves, our relationships, and our world. So on the show, Dr. Alexandra gives in-depth research-backed takes on topics like dating, jealousy, communication, commitment, personal growth, and features notable guests from the worlds of therapy, academia, and pop culture, such as me and Julie from Dateable, among other people you may have heard of like Esther Perel, Susan Cain, and Emily Nagoski. Her podcast is incredible, definitely worth a listen. We loved being on it, and we love having Dr. Alexandra on our show. So you can find her podcast, Reimagining Love, wherever you get your podcasts.
Again, I don't want to like say this as a way that's like putting down this listener, because I don't really know what's happening, but I'm just taking from past experience. It's like when you're in being the only single one, it can potentially be all you talk about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the one thing I do want to like bring up is maybe taking inventory on, you know, you're saying that you're feeling disconnected from your friends because they don't understand you. Is it that when you get together, all you're doing is talking about how terrible being single is?
Right.
Because that could also be causing a rift if they're there to just genuinely connect and hang out with you and the whole thing turns into a therapy session. So again, I don't know if this listener is doing this, just putting it out there to always look at yourself in addition to, you know, the friends that aren't maybe pulling their weight. Maybe there's a way that you could also, you know, be a better friend as well.
That's a very good point. Just like you thinking your coupled off friends don't understand understand what you're going through. I wonder if your coupled off friends are thinking, this is the type of conversation that you want.
Yeah.
Because it's their lack of understanding of what you want. I do find a lot of my friends, sometimes when we get together and we talk about dating, we feed each other into those like stupid dating stories. And then at some point you have to break out of that bubble and go, is this all we're going to talk about? Is this like even interesting anymore?
Yeah.
So I've learned even with some of my single friends who send me screenshots of their text messages, I just write back. I go, it doesn't seem that interesting. You need to figure this out because this doesn't seem interesting or it's not worth us discussing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a different iteration of your friendship. If you're looking for something beyond the funny dating stories, well, then offer something beyond the funny dating stories.
Yeah, no, it's totally a good point. I think the other piece too, I feel like this was a mentality I was in. Like when I was the last single person, I was like, or not the last single person, but I was one of, was the last single person, but
the last samurai. That's what it sounds like.
Like I definitely had, again, I had a lot of groups of friends. So I had friends that like were more single, but like in some groups I was the last single friend.
Yeah.
But I still like found a way to make it work. And there was a time where I feel like I was really caught up in like, oh, am I the fifth wheel or the seventh wheel or the ninth wheel or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I got to a point that I'm just like, I don't care. Like, you know, like they don't care. I don't care. Like I'm here to see my friends. I also like their partners. Like let's just all hang out. So I definitely had that turn, but there was a period that I was very like subconscious, like, oh, I'm the only one showing up without like a date or a plus one. And then you have to get to a point like, who cares? But where I was going with this is it took me a little time to realize that like your coupled up friends or your friends that have like kids and families, they also need your friendship just as much as you need their friendship.
Yeah.
I think for a while I was like, oh, I don't like want to bother them. Like they have enough going on. And then I realized like they still wanted to hang out like all the time and like get that like you know, the feeling of being with girlfriends or guy friends or whoever you are, you know, interacting with. But there's something that feeds your soul about friendship no matter what life stage you're at.
Yeah.
Like today, even in a very serious relationship, like I love having time with my friends. Like it gets me energized in a way that it's just different, right? And it's something that like you don't lose once you're in a relationship. So I'm saying this to like put yourself in their shoes too, that maybe this is a relationship that you can find other ways that you can value each other that doesn't always mean talking about being single or not being single or whatever relationship you're in. There's more to your friendship than just your relationship status.
Yes. And I do find that those interactions, when I value my friendships, those interactions are very intentional times that we spend together. It's not like dropping by or being along for someone's errands that they're running. It's very intentional. We go get tea or we do an activity. So maybe think about when you're requesting to spend time with your friends, making it more intentional. And maybe you can even set the stage like, actually, I'd love to get some tea with you this afternoon. But just so you know, I don't want to talk about dating.
Yeah.
You know, set the stage. You get to drive that conversation.
We talked about this on a brunch talk a couple of weeks ago. We called it the bathroom test, the pee test, whatever you want to call it. It was about when your date is talking too much or you're talking too much on a date. And the idea is to go to the bathroom or someplace that you kind of have a checkpoint and be like, what did I learn about this person?
Yeah.
Maybe we can bring that here too. Like if you're like out with your friends, like they also want to hear, be seen and heard. There's also stuff going on in their lives that might not be like, you know, rainbows and butterflies and everything's perfect too. So if you're just talking about dating the whole time, like how can you make sure that this is like a balanced conversation and you two are connecting for the reason that made you friends in the first place?
Yeah, that's such a good point. They actually teach you this in couples counseling. They're always like, get back to that first attraction.
Yeah.
Why were you initially attracted to each other? Same with friendships. What drew you two together in the first place to become friends?
Yeah. And the reality too is like, if you do all this and you really try with your friend and you're still like, this person does not get me. They don't want to like understand me. They don't want to be there for me. It's also okay to recognize that maybe this friendship has run its course.
Oh, yes. Totally okay to have a friendship breakup.
Yeah.
That's definitely happened to me. But yeah. At some point you go, wow, we're just so different. We're just on such different paths.
Yeah.
We really don't have the capacity to be around each other.
Yeah.
That's okay too.
I will say though, from experience, sometimes when I felt that, I'm glad I like didn't say anything or do anything, because like a couple years later, like when you as the listener finally do get into that relationship, you might have so much in common when you're going on double dates with these people.
So true.
Like, I don't want to say like, you know, it's just like there's no reason to be rash either. It could just be that this person's not here for this season of your life and maybe you'll connect in another one.
Yeah, they're taking a backseat. That's okay. Let them rest in the back.
And you will not be the last single person forever. So we're going to leave on that note. So I feel like we need to just get that out of your mind. Like you are a person. They are a person. Just what brought you together? You don't need to fixate so much on the single status. And I think you'll just be a lot happier if that's not in the top of your mind all the time.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that we think our relationship status is what separates us from other people?
Yeah.
Nobody's ever like, I am the only vegan in my friend group, even though I think that's probably more marginalized.
Yeah. Like you're not invited to dinners anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably the worst place to be. But nobody thinks that way. It's always like the single people versus the non-single people. It's just a stage in life.
Exactly.
Thanks for that question. Very good question. We'll be answering more of these.
Very relatable.
We have many, many opportunities to answer your questions, but get them in. You can email us, hello@datablepodcast.com. You can DM us on Instagram @datablepodcast. Or if you want them answered fast, you can give us a rating review in Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. And then in the body of review, you can ask your question there.
Cool. Okay. Well, we'll see you next week.
Bye. The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable.